This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Welcome to The Terrible Take, a mini podcast telling Steelers Nation what's on our mind. I'm Josh Carney. Lost in all the center talk this offseason surrounding the Pittsburgh Steelers and the glaring hole they have at the position. Maybe, just maybe, they have their center on the roster already, at least to start the 2024 season. Stick with me here, okay? On Saturday, new quarterback Russell Wilson was at the Pittsburgh Penguins game and was chopping it up with, of all people, second-year offensive lineman Spencer Anderson. One might not think much of it, and maybe my tinfoil hat is on too tight. That is a possibility. But was that potentially the new QB1 in Pittsburgh bonding with the projected top center entering OTAs? It sure seems like that. And Anderson as the top center for the Steelers for the time being seems a little bit more plausible than potentially Nate Herbig. Coming out of Maryland, Anderson had 5 games of experience at center. He played every position along the offensive line during his time in college, and he even got some work throughout training camp in the preseason at center too, even though he was officially listed as a tackle for the Steelers. In fact, Anderson coming out of Maryland did most of his pre-draft work as a center. But at 6'5", 305 pounds with his athleticism, it seems plausible that Anderson could make a move to center for the Steelers. Spending time with Wilson, getting to know him, and really establishing that relationship between quarterback and potential center, it's important. At least, that's how I'm looking at Anderson being within that group Saturday at the Penguins game. It was very random, at least from an outside perspective. But maybe there was more to it. That might be galaxy braining it a bit. But with a major hole at the center position, and Anderson having plenty of experience at the collegiate level at the pivot, maybe, just maybe, there's something there. Be sure to follow us at SteelersDepot.com and check out episodes of The Terrible Take every day at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. And check out The Terrible Podcast with Alex Kozora and Dave Ryan every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday.